listener production.
The Aussie market inches closer to a record high.
And a better-than-expected outcome for inflation gave the Aussie market a nice boost today.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Wednesday, the 27th of March. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Laura, my friend, it's been a bit of a mixed start to this first of two holiday-shortened weeks, but things picked up over the course of the afternoon.
We were flat as the market opened. We were flat right up until 11:30 when we got those inflation numbers for the month of February. They came in better than expected.
And that really helped markets over the course of the afternoon. So at the moment, the ASX 200 is up almost 0.5%, which means we're roughly 0.5% away from another record high. But you're right, inflation was really what received all the attention and is the most important thing locally, at least for our market this week. So inflation softer than expected in Feb. Prices are steady, lifting 3.4% over the year to February. The market was expecting that to be 3.5%, so slightly better than anticipated. This is the third straight month, really, that prices have been running on the spot. So there were some contributors that saw prices lifting, but holiday travel and accommodation prices plunged about 9.3% in February from a month earlier, even though there was mentioned in the Bureau of Statistics media release that Taylor Swift's tour pushed hotel prices higher in Sydney and Melbourne, which obviously is temporary.
And we did see on the flip side, education and fuel costs driving prices higher. And I guess they did outweigh each other. And that's why we got a bit of a flat outcome. And I guess investors sort of celebrated this. And that's why our market pushed a little higher, because it certainly does bolster the case for an interest rate cut here in Australia in the coming months. Of course, last week we had bit of a higher job number coming through. Mm-hmm. When I say a bit higher, it was about three times higher than expected. That had investors a little bit worried, but not too much. It did sort of push back that rate cut expectation, but I guess this gets us back on track, right?
Exactly. So it is broadly positive as far as the market is concerned. Keep in mind the data won't hold quite as much weight this time around because of the new meeting schedule for the RBA. So it actually won't be a meeting in April at all. We'll have to wait until May. And that's because the RBA meets 8 rather than 11 times annually now. So we still will get another quarterly update on this, which is much broader and receives more attention on inflation. That's going to be out on the 24th of April.
You did mention we've had a mixed week so far, and it certainly has been. So on Monday, we were up. Yesterday, we were down. Today, we're back up. Over the course of the week, we're up 0.6%. And of course, tomorrow is going to be the final trading day of the month because, of course, we do have a public holiday on Friday. At the moment, we're up about 1.5% over the course of March. And if we do end higher, which unless we fall 1.5% tomorrow, we will. We are on track for our fifth straight month of improvements, which is pretty impressive.
It hasn't been all smooth sailing, I guess, but markets have been kind of hitting a record high, then pulling back a little bit, getting nervy around these heights. But we're up roughly since the start of 2024, we're up about 3%. So it's a decent performance. We're up about 7.8% over back in 2023. As you pointed out, tomorrow is the last day of the month and also quarter. So market moves can be a little bit more unpredictable when that happens, as you know, some perhaps clean things up in their books a little bit and their portfolios ahead of the new month next Tuesday, which kicks off for our market then.
And of course, with Easter being a little bit earlier, falling around that time where we are reaching the end of the quarter, we're also seeing trading volumes being a little bit lower as well. So I did read today that trading value is about 22% below the average leading up to Easter, which is quite interesting as well. And obviously that affects what we see in the market.
Broadly across our market today, 9 of 11 sectors have been pushing higher. The materials have pulled back a little, so they're largely flat at the moment. And roughly 6 in every 10 companies are higher today if we look at the market as a group. So more winners than losers, a little mixed. Tech and utilities, some of the worst performers.
Exactly. Tech's retreating for the second straight session following what we saw in the much bigger US tech sector overnight. We're also seeing utilities edging a little bit lower, but some pretty decent gains from consumer staples, healthcare, and also industrials. Now, we did have a number of stocks trading ex-dividend. Myer was one of them today. They'll be paying out 3 cents per share on the 16th of May. There have been a few others and they've been falling on some of the worst performers list. We had a lot of companies paying out dividends today, 7 $1 billion being paid out to investors from the likes of Fortescue, Santos and Wesfarmers. So a big day for dividend payments. And we'll talk more about how tomorrow's going to be an even bigger day right at the end.
In addition to this, we've had a few stocks in focus as far as company news goes. Been relatively quiet following on.
It's been very thin on company news.
And I think we've been kind of spoilt for choice during reporting season in February because you get dozens of companies out with profit results at times. So things have certainly died down from that point. But platinum has been a stock really moving in the wrong direction today. It has fallen by, for the most of the session, by about 20%. So it's been absolutely one of the hardest hit. Down 20.7% at the moment, so near a record low. All it took was a one-page update from the investment manager, which included some cost-saving initiatives, but it also warned that about $1.4 billion that it manages is likely to be withdrawn because of one of its largest customers reducing the size of their portfolio. So this will mean around $18 million less in fees earned each year, and Platinum shares obviously down on that news.
We've seen Westpac as one of the only major banks to be posting declines today. They are currently down around 1%. And this was after announcing they plan to spend billions of dollars on completely overhauling and simplifying their technology over the next few years. And I guess this does raise a few concerns for investors given how much money they're forking out. But Westpac said it will be well worth the investment.
A copper miner called 29 Metals is the second worst performer on the All Ordinaries Index. So it's not the largest company, but it's down almost 10%. So it said it's going to suspend operations at one of its Queensland copper mines due to very heavy rainfall. It said there'll be likely a significant drop in activity at that site over the next 6 weeks when it gets things fixed up and back up and running. And it's been hit by a number of tropical cyclones since January. So a difficult day for 29 Metals. It has also had a few straight days of heavy declines. It was down 25% just yesterday and is down about 43% since the start of this year.
Shares of Mesoblast have caught my eye today, and that's because they've been up for the second session in a row. So this is a biotech company working on treating complex diseases. Yesterday, its shares skyrocketed by over 40% on news about a treatment that they're developing. So Mesoblast has been going back and forth with the US Food and Drug Administration, or FDA for short, trying to get their drug approved, a treatment for complications that can arise when a person goes through a bone marrow transplant. So they had some good news yesterday. The FDA has basically given them guidance and confidence that Mesoblast is ready to submit an application seeking a license to sell the drug. So one step closer to getting it over the line. So yesterday it hit its highest level in 6 months. Since the beginning of this year, its share price is up around 55%, but keep in mind, this does follow a few tough years for the company.
Absolutely. I mean, last year it hit a high of $1.35. And now, you know, as you said, it's around that 50 cent mark. So it's got a long way to go. Let's look forward because there's not a huge amount out in the United States tonight, but tomorrow will be quite busy. As you said, final day of the month and quarter.
It is. Tomorrow, $11.5 billion are going to be paid out in dividends from some of the biggest companies listed on our market. In fact, the biggest company, BHP, will be paying out $1.09 or around $5.5 billion. We also have CBA paying out $2.15, Telstra paying out 9 cents per share, and heaps of others, too many to list.
Yes, you've got the largest miner, the largest bank, the largest telco, and lots of others doing exactly the same. We also get some figures on retail spending, which will be interesting for the month of February. So many of this, and one of the definitely in the media, that's going to be called the Taylor Swift effect.
I knew you were going to mention Taylor Swift any opportunity.
I know I mentioned that earlier. I mean, it's interesting that it still is getting mentioned, right? The ABS mentioned it today, and we'll wait and see what type of impact it has. So as far as CPI goes, it did have an impact on hotels and some accommodation. So we'll see what impact it had, more broadly speaking, for retail. Elsewhere, we've got some figures on wealth for the December quarter, job vacancies, private sector credit. Tomorrow will be absolutely the final day of the week as far as markets go, and we'll get some economic growth numbers later tonight out of the United States, which will be another key thing to watch.
Another big day tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Bye.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.